This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, listeners, friendly reminder that we now have a Patreon. If you like what you hear, you can support the pod. Each week, we release video casts of the episodes, mini bonus episodes, reviews of clips submitted by subscribers, behind-the-scenes content, merch discounts, thirst traps, and more. Support our work for as low as $3 a month. Just go to patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Before we introduce the topic, we have a timeless segment for you today.
69 seconds of sex news.
We've pulled headlines from the news to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
Deck the halls of the hospital wing. The risk of penile fractures is on the rise. Christmas is over, but the holiday cheer perseveres. Dr. Nicholas Pirgedes, a urologist at the Ludwig Maximilian University of Munich, has discovered that there's an association between Christmas and penile fractures. He and his team suspect that people get too caught up in the spirit and have wild sex, which is a known cause for the unfortunate malady. This is probably the worst version of the Christmas pickle tradition.
A low-level Senate staffer has been sacked for showing hole in the Senate hearing room. The staffer, Aiden, shared an image of himself propped up in a jockstrap on his Instagram close friends with the caption, "In this very room, Sonia Sotomayor had her confirmation hearing. James Comey testified on Russian interference in the 2016 elections. Aiden got some thick German sausage and a Jaeger-sauced finish." Aiden has since received backlash and responded to the criticism, accusing his detractors of slut-shaming. In his defense, he was merely telling the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Move over, 5'10", if that matters. There's a new sheriff in town. TikToker Trevane Barnett has revealed in a Man on the Street segment that your green text bubbles are a turnoff. You heard correctly, having an iPhone is sexually superior to having an Android. A study back in 2020 even found that iPhone users were 76% more successful in the online dating world. If Apple just sold investment plans, telepathy, and better personalities, they could finish this battle once and for all.
The chancellor of the University of Wisconsin La Crosse has been fired for his vegan pornographic cooking show on OnlyFans. Dr. Joe Gao and his wife run a cooking show where they have adult star guests on and then subsequently film threesomes with the stars and upload the ensuing fun on OnlyFans. Unfortunately, word got to his university higher-ups and he's been unceremoniously let go. In solidarity with Dr. Joe Gao, our intern Matt has been practicing his vegan blowjobs all week. Salty. GILF! Today's topic is GILF.
GILF, baby.
Yeah.
Gee, I'd like to fuck.
Yes. When I pitched this, I didn't really specify grandma or grandpa. I just kind of like wanted the idea of like a horny older person.
Yeah.
And I mean, we've kind of covered this topic with like mature and age play.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's just because I'm getting older, but like, and maybe it's just because of like recent sexual experiences, but I'm like, there's something weird and taboo about like an older person fucking.
Yeah. And I do feel like this is kind of in its own lane. Obviously, yeah, there's crossover with age play.
Yeah.
And mature. But like in my mind, mature just means anything older than a fucking teenager. Like,
right,
mature is such a broad category, but it's much more about like consenting adults having adult sex. Do you know what,
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas, like, GILF is a little bit more fetishizing the older person.
Right.
And I think similarly, age play is more about fetishizing the difference or the old, or the, uh-huh, younger person.
Uh-huh. What's interesting that I've realized about myself that I don't know, I just had never really thought about it, but, like, you know, when I was younger, like, the sort of, like, daddy vibe, you know, like, it
keeps growing as I mature as well. Now I'm like, what I thought was like hot when I was like 20 was like, you know, someone in their late 30s or 40s. And now I'm like, I'll fuck a 50-year-old. I fucked a 60-year-old, you know? Like, I'll fuck Robert Redford tomorrow, you know? Like,
yeah.
Are you kidding?
Of course, like, the target matures as we mature, yeah. You know?
I know, but it's just, like, weird. You would think that, because if you look at, like, Pornhub stats and, like, what people think is attractive, it's like, you know, especially for men, it's like the older they get, the younger they're attracted, you know what I mean? Like, it actually widens.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I feel like mine sort of stays the same, you know, like the age gap sort of.
You mean like you like to hold the age gap like firmly at 20 years or whatever?
Something, you know, like it's like 10 at plus, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I don't know if I'll ever be attracted to someone my own age. Whatever.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Which means time is running out for me to find my... that person, because they're going to be...
Yeah. You've got diminishing returns older. On your dating pool.
Literally.
But that's also, like, you also date people your own age and definitely, yeah.
Yes, I do.
But you do definitely have, like, an older guy thing as well.
Yeah.
Which I think is an asset. Like, I think you're, like, genuinely being attracted to that as opposed to just being like, oh, I'm going to do this purely for material reasons. You know what I mean?
No. Like, I'm like, I love a fucking older guy.
Yeah. I think that only works in your favor.
Yeah.
Because it is realistically like your age and older. And that is still a big pool, even if we feel old. Like, you're all good.
There's just something about like, also, I don't know. Like, I, especially in like the gay porn space, there's something about like a silver daddy.
Yes.
That like really does it for me. Like, I don't know. It's because.
And you are a gay man in a woman's body.
Literally, so.
It makes sense that this is like this is in your vocabulary for sure.
I think it's because, I mean, we've talked about this before in like previous episodes where the older people get, the more that we want to like castrate them or like forget that they have like any sort of sexual desire or impulse.
Yeah.
But like to see it, because we've just sort of been like brought up like that in society, to see it in itself is weirdly taboo, you know? Like, it's like, grandma shouldn't be fucking, but like, of course she should be. Like, she's a, like, think about grandma when she was like 40 years ago, she was me, you know? Like, I'm not gonna stop fucking.
Yeah.
Like, these people should, of course, continue to have like healthy, like wonderful, fulfilling sex lives. But for some reason, like, we mentally like think that like, they don't, you know, just because of like how we treat, like the way we treat elderly people in general is horrible. But
So
it's.
Yeah. And like, unfortunately, this research on this kind of supports the societal notion that like this isn't that popular of like a kink. Like, I would have loved to have been like, there's a bigger audience than we think for like, like watching aging performers or for people like searching for that. But I think most of the searches focus more on the maturity and the like nature of the sex than they do. Not that like, I don't think you'd like search GILF if you're really looking for.
No, I'm searching for like sex, silver daddy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause a GILF is like giving me weird. I don't know. Like, I want to find, I'd love to find like a content creator that's like an older silver haired, like hot man, you know, that like just has got a raging boner.
Wait, that's a good point. Like, who is doing that?
Yeah,
because I do feel like that OnlyFans
make
would
a
crush.
Killing. I know.
Yeah, with like women like you and the gay community, like all of it. Like, all that person would have to do is like
just show videos,
wear
of them,
a suit
like,
and take it off and jack off.
There was a guy that I found once on Pornhub, and I didn't remember his handle, and I couldn't find him again. But I was like, he's just like a horny older, like, you know, like man, very attractive guy who just like, you know, lived in California and like. Just took videos of himself like jerking off in his beach house. And I was like, this, I watched like so many of his videos one day. Then I was like, I could never found him again.
Yeah.
You know?
Hmm.
So sad.
Hmm.
But yeah, I love it.
Well, if you're listening and you're a silver fox
and
you're looking for extra cash.
Oh yeah. My field settings, my field, like when I'm searching, it's like, I'm just like looking for the oldest out there, you know? But yeah, same thing for like...
You heard it here first, fellas. Yeah. Rachel's looking for you.
Yeah.
I feel like there should be a line out the door. Like every... Like there's a whole Instagram... I know you know that account. I think you even like talked to her who has her like Tinder and like Hinge profile set to like...
Swipes for daddy.
Just talk to daddy. Swipes for daddy. Yeah. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like she's...
Yeah.
You know, she's kind of eviscerating them as much as she is actually talking to them. So
no, she's like ripping them apart. She's like making fun of them.
Yeah, definitely.
Because they're doing like horrible, they're being like, yeah, you're the same age as my daughter. But, you know, like they're saying horrible things.
But what's
you
the
know
problem?
What I mean?
Like, yeah. I'm going to show you love like you've never seen.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how little some men can learn in a lifetime of fucking. But
yeah,
that's more about that individual than it is about the potential for there to be people who have really like done that work and have learned a few things, you know?
Also, another reason that I wanted to do this topic was there was this article recently in The Cut about like age gap romances, and they posted all of these pictures. They did like a photo shoot with these age gap romances and they put them in bed together, like in their bed.
Yeah.
And everyone was sort of like kind of tearing it apart on the internet because they were like, you know, it's kind of like disturbing to think about like when they first met and like how old they were, like, you know, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
What that would have looked like. And it's like, I don't know. It's there's still such a hard, we still have such a hard time believing that like women can be, have like sexual agency over our bodies.
Yeah.
I don't know. Everyone always loves to talk about how horrible it is that like these guys are dating 25-year-old, like Leonardo DiCaprio or whatever, like dating like younger women. But like, why do we always have to like kind of like pit women as victims? You know, like, can't they also just be like attracted to older men? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's tricky because I think there's like good intention behind it and each situation is nuanced. Yes. So there's no way to just like slap a blanket rule on something.
Right.
And like if Leonardo DiCaprio, you know, like the same way that like your target is moving and you're like, I still like to date people who are 10 years older than me.
Yeah.
If his target moved and it was like he dates women who are 10 years younger as opposed to being like they're always 23, you know, like they're always this particular age, it does betray a sort of like, uh-oh, there's a potential power dynamic there. Yeah. And there's already a power dynamic with someone who is massively famous and rich.
Right.
Where like it's going to be an element to the relationship.
Yeah.
And if those girls are like, yeah, I want to like get mine in a particular kind of way, that's absolutely their choice, especially when they're consenting adults.
Right.
But yeah, it's tricky because there is historically so much power exploitation in those dynamics.
Sure.
But I think you're right that like absolutely individual women like yourself can just genuinely be into older men.
Right.
And the fact that we can't believe that is a little problem of its own.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. This article just sort of said like, you know, one of the revelations of like Me Too kind of like undercut the logic showing that like, you know, like powerful men can harm even like the most capable and intelligent women, you know, which like, you know, they also like put it against this quote that Gloria Steinem said, like if feminism means anything, it means taking responsibility for ourselves. It means like it's not women as victims, but women refusing to be victims.
Yes. Yeah.
And I don't know. I just think about like when like Florence Pugh was like dating Zach Braff and she was 24 and she was like, why do I keep having to like defend this relationship? Like, can I just like love this person? Like,
yeah.
And that's sort of what the, like, it's just, it's so hard for us to believe that like people in these age gap relationships like are actually happy because like what, like society told us that like older people can't be sexually attractive, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you look at like the flip side of it, like Cher, Madonna, all these women that are dating younger men, there's no, you know, like no one's really like calling them or like calling them out or like being like they're like, you know, grooming these young guys.
Yeah. I think there is like some judgment on like Madonna dating that much younger, but it's there's more of a like, yeah, power to you because it's subverting
exactly.
a dynamic as opposed to like leaning into a stereotype. Yeah.
If you're against it, then you're like you're misogynistic. You know what I mean? Like
totally. Yeah. It just like it touches on every far-reaching problem with our society, which is like a lack of nuanced gray area or like specificity around each case individually, as opposed to be like, okay, the rule is this can never happen.
Like what attraction,
you know, like this, now it's this. Yeah.
Or even like what we do with our own bodies. Like everyone's like, are you sure? Like even like when you think about sex work, it's like, does she really want to do porn?
Yeah.
You know, or is she just like feeling like she has to, you know, it's like, well, I want to fuck.
Right. Well, it's the same thing where like there can be individuals who are like, I'm doing this because I feel like I don't have any other choice.
Sure.
And I don't enjoy the work and I am in a situation or I'm in a situation where I'm exploited, at least under capitalism, if not like even sexual abuse. And then there are cases where people are like, I feel really empowered doing this.
Right.
I genuinely like this. And the only person who can really know the core truth of what's happening there is that individual.
Exactly.
So us applying hard and fast rules of, like, a relationship with an age gap can never work is just us trying to, like, plug and play and, like, slap rules on things without looking at them with nuance. And in the sexual space,
it
nothing like that holds water across the board. It can be true sometimes and then not true other times.
Yeah.
But I support you in your efforts to find an older man.
You really have to, like, because everyone's going to have a comment about it. You know what I mean? Like, you really have to be like, I don't give a fuck what people think, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, who's to say? I could also be an older woman who's like, I want to fuck younger guys, you know?
Yeah. You have a long life ahead of you. Yeah, maybe you'll have a relationship with an older guy and then be like, okay, now I want to be
Other way. Yeah.
You know?
Actually, according to Justin Laymiller, older women in relationships with younger men are the most sexually satisfied.
Interesting.
In age gap couples. Yeah.
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 That tracks. That tracks because I think, and this, I guess, is going back to GILF because it is kind of one of the tropes, the genre. I think about that similar to Cougar, but like the older woman with a younger man is like, I'm just going to tell you what to do.
Yes.
Like, I'm going to feel the confidence and run the show and therefore get my sexual needs met rather than be younger and just barely nubile and like not feel empowered to advocate for my pleasure. Like, I think older women in real life and in porn are like, okay, this is how it's going to go. And we can see a different sexual dynamic that would obviously be much more satisfying for the woman than her just going along with whatever, you know?
The sexual attraction to older adults is known as gerontophilia.
Mm, yes.
Did you know that?
I did. I mean, only because of the research and Matt pulling that definition for us.
People always, of course, love to be like early connections in childhood, early sexual experiences, you know.
Yeah, not exclusively, sometimes, but not always.
Also, according to Wikipedia, only 0.15% of pornographic search terms included content involving gerontophilia.
Hmm.
But then, like, if you look at, like, you know, in 2023 Pornhub review stats, like GILF searches grew by 168%, followed by hot GILF, GILF anal, GILF cream pie.
Mm-hmm. And mature grew 77%, so it's on the rise.
It's on the rise.
Can't argue with the numbers.
Yeah. Also, Harold and Maude was a very 1971. It was the first time we saw like a younger lover GILF couple.
Yeah, in an earnest way, and not like a send up, making fun of
the trope really kind of way. Like sweet, wonderful. I love that movie.
Mm.
There's also this Charles Frere was a French physician. He wrote this study in 1905 that he described a 27-year-old man who rejected an arranged marriage with a 20-year-old beauty in favor of a 62-year-old woman.
Mm.
1905, even. So you love to see it.
You love to see it all the way back in history.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Like, a lot of this research was sort of like focusing on older women, like, but older men too. It's just so funny to me. All of this research is like, there's, you know, a lot of people want to be like, there's got to be something wrong. You know, something's up here. They can't just be attracted to this person.
Yeah.
I'm like, why not?
Yeah. Case by case basis.
We're just so obsessed
with
equating beauty with youth.
Yeah.
Youth obsessed.
It's our youth obsessed society. For sure.
That's the truth.
Well, shall we do a showdown?
Let's showdown. Groovy Granny undressing myself slowly, mature Claire. Granny would use the term groovy, you know?
Groovy, yeah, exactly. I was like, it feels like a throwback and is therefore believable.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Yeah. I'm going to start simple. Let's just fuck, Grandma. That sentence taken out of context. I mean, taken in context. It's rough. Yeah.
Inexperienced Tommy goes on his first final sex test with horniest GILF Zazel.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Inexperienced Tommy.
Okay. And next from me. Okay. My fairy god GILF Brazzers.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Bippity boppity boop. You know?
Bippity boppity boop.
Okay, Granny GILF loves BBC pussy cream. Mmm, tasty.
Granny GILF, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, I have another food-themed one. Here we go.
Great, perfect.
Delivery boy fucks hungry GILF pussy.
Oh, she's hungry.
We're just combining genres here, you see.
Yes.
That's how
the more hits, the better.
Stay relevant.
Okay, this is last one for me. You know what's going on, smart boy.
That's it? Just you know what's going on, smart boy?
I know. It's making me laugh so hard. You know what's going on here, smart boy?
You know what's going on, smart boy? That, if that isn't porn writing, I don't know what is. Okay, last one for me. This is also a doozy. I'm obsessed. Hot grandma screaming for help to get her pussy stuffed.
It's like, help, I've fallen.
Help, I've fallen.
Help, I've fallen, and I need to get my pussy stuffed.
Yeah, it's like stuck porn, but with grandma. Help, I've fallen. I need you to
fuck me.
Pound me into the floor.
Yeah, I did like a Comedy Central sketch that's like this, basically.
Nice.
Instead of nice. Life Alert, it was called Boner Alert.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a good bit. It's good stuff.
Should we take a break?
All right, let's take a break.
Let's take a break.
Yeah.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Taboo, Leilani Lay fucked step-grandson for her B-Day present. Which is interesting because it's actually not her birthday. It's his birthday. So weird title.
Really strong point. Yeah. Really good catch off the bat.
Yeah.
Also, there is no discussion of him being a step-grandson.
It just says like grandma.
In the video.
Yeah.
It's just constant grandma. Yeah. And like, yeah, we gave this gift to your sister as well with grandpa.
Right. So.
Yeah. It.
So he, grandson walks through the door and is like, hey, grandma. Hey, I heard you have a present. Mom said you had a present for me. And she's like, come on in here. And
she's the present.
She's the present. She's laying naked on the bed with a bow over each nipple and a bow over her pussy.
Mm.
And he's like, why are you naked? And she's like, well, I'm your present. You know, in this, the family tradition is that like on your 18th birthday, we fuck. And we did it with your sister and grandpa. And, you know, it's how we initiate the young ones.
Yeah.
And we just, you know, continue on the tradition of like a long list of good lovers, I guess. And he's like, okay, like has no problem with it.
Yeah. Also, just right off the bat, a bone to pick with this video and many videos yes. that follow this format. There was no like, let me show you how to do things.
No.
Like she says, like, I'm going to show you a thing
I'm
or two.
I'm going to teach you anything. And she just
there's
receives.
No coaching.
Yeah.
There's no feedback.
No.
There's no like, do that differently. Or like, hey, have you ever tried this? Or like,
which I would have loved.
Does this feel good to you?
Yeah.
Like I would have loved if it had been
yeah.
communicative as opposed to like, oh yeah, this looks like
right.
every sex I've ever seen on a porn site.
Did you ever know? See the Paolo Sorrentino movie, Hand of God?
Did I?
It's an Italian film. It was up for an Oscar, like for Best Foreign Film. It's an amazing movie. Okay. I mean, obviously, it's like horny.
Yeah.
It's sort of like loosely based on like him growing up in Naples. Mm. Anyways, he loses his virginity to like his upstairs neighbor, who's like this rich old woman.
Mm.
And she's like a widow, and it's very GILF, you know? And he's,
yeah.
She basically sort of does this where she's like, you know, like come upstairs and like brush my hair. And she's in a robe, and he's like brushing her like silver hair. And then she's like, okay, brush this hair. And he just like takes off her robe, and she's naked, and he has to like brush her pubes.
Oh.
And then they fuck. And then he's like, maybe next time, you know, we could do X, Y, Z. She's like, no, there's no next time. Like, I taught you something, and now you're going to, like, go on, and now you know how to fuck.
Did she teach him something? Did it feel like, like, we got to see her be, like...
Yeah, I mean, like, he was definitely...
Actually directing and
a little bit, but, I mean, it is a movie and not a porn, so, like, we didn't
yeah,
see...
Yeah, it was like, I don't know how much they'd be able to squeeze in, but, like...
A little bit, but it was like, you know,
yeah.
It had that sort of feeling, you know?
Hmm, yeah. I think it's like a hot premise.
Yeah,
but like you want to believe that there's some element of that because that actually is hot, you know?
To be like, I'm going to teach you a thing or two.
Yeah.
Maybe that's my future.
You'd be incredible.
Yeah.
You would be incredible coach, you know, great teacher.
Anyways, back to this porn.
Yeah.
So then they just fuck. And it's like, you know, she kind of goes down on him. She's sucking his dick. And then he fucks her. But again, there was missing the element of like, yeah, like she's sort of teaching him. I thought like he was maybe going to lose his virginity and there would be a little bit more, like learning.
Discovery in that. Wonderment.
Right.
Like the fresh enjoyment of a new sexual adventure. It feels like, so we talked about a couple Leilana Lay options.
Yeah.
When we were looking at videos. And I think... Part of the reason she's popular is, like, her age, her face and her body look different ages.
Yeah, her body's insane.
Yeah, it's a mainstream porn-centric thing where I'm like, her body looks so young.
Yeah.
Like, the skin on her body is tight and young, and she's got a petite little horny body, and then she has a, like, traditionally, like, long silver hair.
Right.
And, like, an older face, you know? And that's kind of it as far as...
Yeah.
How the sex feels. And I think when it was the Mature episode when we featured a performer who I was like, this woman embodies her sensuality.
Yeah.
She has like a really interesting way of fucking and like she's taking control. Whereas like...
This feels like cheating, you know? Like I was like, you're actually not...
Yeah.
I don't know if you're a grandma, you know?
Yeah.
She could be like 50, you know, and just got a lot of sun.
Yeah. And it felt like the same... I was like, this might as well be a 19-year-old fucking in the way that she's like, wow, your cock feels amazing.
Yes.
Like the only thing she says that feels different or specific to the scene is that she's like, your young hard cock makes me drool.
Yeah. Or she's like, she says like, give it to grandma, you know?
Yeah. Like they remind us that she's grandma, but... There's not really, like, what feels like stronger agency necessarily. Mm-hmm. Like, it's kind of just standard on that front. And there's not a lot of attention paid to her pleasure in any specific way.
Yeah.
Like, this could just be teenagers fucking.
Right.
Like, it's teenager sex.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but
there is,
you could have done so much.
There is a little bit of, like, the sounds she makes are very kind of, like, grandma-esque. Like, it's very, like, ooh, you know? Like, it's a little bit of...
That's true,
That was the only thing that I was like, okay, that sounds like a grandma.
Yeah.
And then at the end, she's like, oh, you know, love you, honey. And he's like, love you, grandma.
Yeah, she's got a, like, cheeriness.
Yeah.
But it's almost like that's just, like, the character as opposed to it being incorporated into the scene in a deeper way.
Yeah, it didn't really do anything for me. I wasn't really, like... It didn't really, like, scratch the itch of, like, what I like about this genre.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah, me neither. But this was our mainstream offering.
Yeah.
So I didn't have high hopes. Like, if anything, I was like, they're just going to objectify this older woman in like a weirder way. And I'm probably not going to be on board for it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we got, you know?
I don't know.
On the other hand.
Yeah. Should
we talk
about
this film
Loved Him?
Called.
Yeah.
Loved Him from Himeros, directed by Wavy Davey.
Well, I wasn't expecting to cry while watching a porn. Jesus.
Okay, two for two on emotionally charged, sensual male, like gay male love. Like, I realized I was like, oh shit, I have a genre, which is, because like, do you remember this? I forget what episode it was. Yes, there was a cock worship episode.
I think it was also Himeros,
I think you're right. I think that's where that rang a bell from, where it was like this incredibly devoted, beautiful scene where this man like paid tribute to his partner. This one was like Inheritance the porn.
Yes. I love And I pitched this as a topic. I love crying and sex.
Yes, that's right.
Because I love, I mean, I like one of my favorite movies and our favorite scenes in Unfaithful is like the, where she's like crying. You know what I mean? Like I love, because I love sex when it's like incredibly intimate. And like you have to be, there has to be a certain level of like intimacy and vulnerability in order to cry.
Yes.
So like having those things happen simultaneously is going to be like a very like beautiful, unique, emotional, sexual experience to watch.
Yeah.
So I really loved this. And I loved also the, the cock worship episode. Like I love, and that's why I like a strong dynamic. Like if like, I'm like my favorite, like sort of like if I could make a porn would be like, you know, a breakup sex of like crying or, you know, or like, like the final night together or something, you know what I mean? Like something like that, where there is sort of that intense feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. What it tells me is that, I mean, and the breakup sex is less this, but that like it tells me that the people in the scene feel safe with each other.
Exactly.
Which just makes the sex hotter. And that's like even when it's emotionally charged with like a breakup, it's like I have this intimacy, this closeness with this person, and I'm clinging to that. So that adds to the tension and the heat.
Yeah. I loved it. I mean, the way it started was these two performers. And one of them who's like, you know, a little bit older is talking about people that he'd lost during the AIDS crisis and during the pandemic. And he is like, you know, obviously like crying and being very vulnerable and open and talking about how difficult it was. And this, his partner in the scene is sort of like holding him and comforting him as they like go through these memories, these difficult memories. And he kind of like, you know, admits that like since then, like sex has been really difficult for him. And he hasn't really been able to like feel safe. He's just been sort of scared. And then this partner is so wonderful and is like looking at him and is like, you are a beautiful man and you're alive, you know, and you're alive.
Yeah. Like literally I'm just being like, I'm alive. You're alive was like so moving.
Yeah. Yes. They begin, and then they sort of like begin sex and like contact, but at first they're like holding each other. And then it's so beautiful in that, you know, the one older performer is, I couldn't tell who was who. Did you get who was
I actually didn't get the performers. Yeah, what were their names?
It just says Ed and Mark.
Ed and Mark, yeah. I didn't know, I didn't have any context on the performers.
Yeah, so.
You know, which sometimes I love because I'm like, I think these are just like real
people.
Mm-hmm. And with this kind of scene, that's so wonderful and like heightens it, you know?
Yeah, totally.
And yeah, the nature of their sex, like it was so lovely because so much gay male sex is about, like, especially in porn, is about perfect bodies, which we know is tied directly to that. This like performance of masculinity is like tied to that oppression, but also the like appearance of the healthiest, fittest body is this kind of vapid obsession that I think in many ways is a psychological response to the disease, AIDS epidemic.
And
exactly. So like seeing these two older men with human bodies having sex that was just like intimate and was about like touching and about like
consent.
Appreciating
Can
each
I do
other.
This? I want to do this. Can I do this? You know,
can I touch this beautiful man? Can I run my hands along your chest?
Yeah. Him like, being like, you can put fingers inside me if you want. Like, I want you to do this. I want you, you and your beautiful cock. Like it was so.
Yeah.
Like, that feels so good. You know, it was.
Yes.
I was like crying, you know?
Yeah.
And then, like.
It's the epilogue to the Broadway performance of The Inheritance that we didn't get. Not that that's about older men, but.
Yeah.
Like, anything that's like therapy that is grieving and that is letting us like release what.
Right.
That epidemic did to an entire community and how many people were not only killed by that, but like traumatized by it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really beautiful. It's really beautiful. Yeah. And I love when we find films. Mm-hmm. On this podcast that are moving that way. It's incredible.
And it was also, it turned me on. You know what I mean? Like, again, like, that's why I think, like, movie sex scenes are so powerful when there is sort of, like, an emotional charge to it.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's some sort of history or there's something that I can understand emotionally. I mean, I can also just be, like, turned on by, you know, just visuals. But I found it to be very moving and exciting and stimulating, and I jerked off to it.
Nice.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really appreciated it. I didn't happen to Jill to it, but I certainly could. Yeah. And I think I said this like about the other cock worship video where I was like, sometimes a video is so emotionally beautiful that I almost like don't want to like, which doesn't track with like, we should be able to masturbate to anything that's like emotionally moving and like that almost feels like it defies the definition or expands the definition of porn. But there is a part of me that's like, no, I just want to hold that in my heart. You know, like that's a close friend. I don't need to sully it with my, but I, you know, I also would have no issue with that. And I thought it was fantastic. Yeah, and now I'm just a huge Himeros fan and I want to know more about how they produce and stuff. Cause it's really,
yeah, I loved it.
Great work.
Yeah. It was so moving. I was just like, oh my God, I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, well, I didn't have this on my bingo card for the GILF episode, you know, like I'm going to cry while watching this.
Yeah.
But yeah. It was so good.
Yeah.
It was a good find.
Yeah. But we did Grandma and Grandpa and we did, you know, with the mature episode, like we've covered porn where the gender, you know, like we're like this one, it feels like we hung the woman out to dry, but like we have talked about and featured other porn where like the mature woman is the centerpiece. So it was nice to look at older gay men and give them a moment, you know?
For sure. And I loved that they both were older, you know?
Yeah.
I thought
it wasn't about a daddy dynamic. It was actually just about men reminiscing
and also
about
the older person
a
being
shared experience.
Vulnerable, you know? It was really powerful. Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved it. No notes.
I loved it. No notes for me either. Well done, Himeros and Wavy Davy and Ed and Mark.
Yes.
Thank you for your work.
Well, hey, thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at Girls on Pern. That's porn without the O. On our YouTube, youtube.com/@girlsonpern. On our website, girlsonporn.com. And also on our Patreon, patreon.com/girlsonporn.
One thing to know about our Patreon, which some folks might not be aware of, but we're now basically releasing bonus episodes. We call them the pre-cum. And rather than reviewing porn, those episodes are actually more focused on our own personal lives and like the sex that we're having and the things that we're learning and what we're up to. And we also take suggestions from listeners about things you might want to know about us or about the show. Yeah. So that's one of the perks of one of the mid-tiers of subscribing to our Patreons. Just want to let y'all know about.
Yeah.
Also, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe if you haven't already. Because we're a porn podcast, we get some random passersby who give us 1 star. So the 5 stars really mean a lot to us and keep us in business. And I'm so talkative at this one.
I'll go for it, girl.
We went up to 4.5 from 4.4. We've been at 4.4 forever. And 4.5 is still like a B+, and I want to be an A student, but I'm very happy to see an increase. So thank you to those of you who gave us those 5 stars. They really mean the world.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually any good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.